Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Yosef Gahagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Mishnah Vav tells us, Makam Shnagu Lim Karbeim Medakol Avdi Kachavim Meichren. If it's a place where they have the custom to sell small animals like sheep and goats and things like that to Avdi Kachavim, so then they could sell because there's no inherent problem with this. However, Makam Shnagu Shaloi Lim Kar Ein Meichren. If it's a place where they accept this minig upon themselves, it's a stringency, it's a chumra not to sell these small animals to non-Jews, so then one may not do so. And the reason why they have this chumrah is because they don't want to come to sell large animals to them. What's the issue with large animals? Says the Mishnah, in all places, ain merchel hem beim agasa, no selling large animals, agol musyachim, calves and colts. A calf is a baby cow, and a colt is like a baby donkey or horse. Shleimim ushvurim, this is whether they're whole, meaning unblemished, or even if they are blemished, they have a problem with them. These large animals are not allowed to be sold to non-Jews, and this is actually not because of avodah zarah issues. It's due to the fact that if a person accustoms himself to sell these animals to a non-Jew, he might end up renting his own animal of the sort to the non-Jew. The non-Jew is then going to use it on Shabbos, and that's a problem with Shvisas Behemtai. A Yid's animal has to rest on Shabbos. It can't do work, and if he rents his animal to a non-Jew, it might end up doing work on Shabbos, and that's a problem. And that's even if, as we just said, it's shvurin, it's broken, there's something wrong with it, it still could do some sort of basic work, like grinding grain, therefore, no doing any business of the sort with these types of animals. Rabbi Yehuda Matar b'Shvura, Rabbi Yehuda does allow with a Shvura, but we don't paskal like him, and Ben B'Seir Matar b'Sos, Ben B'Seir allows one to deal in horses with non-Jews. And that's because even if the Yid ends up renting his horse to a non-Jew and the non-Jew rides in on Shabbos, he's not over an Isser de Oirais of Shvisas Behemtai, because there's a rule, Chai Noiseitz Atzmai, a living person carries themselves. When you carry somebody who's alive, they're actually not that heavy. And it's the same thing, that when a person's riding on a horse, the horse in some way is not really carrying the full weight of the person, because again, Chai Noiseitz Atzmai, and therefore, even if the guy rides the horse on Shabbos, that's just an Isser de Rabbanon, not the Raisa, so therefore Ben Beseira says you could sell a horse to a non-Jew, but the halacha is not like Ben Beseira. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Ein Meichren Lahem, no selling the following things to non-Jews, Dubim Va'aroyos, bears or lions, V'chol Davar Shesh Bayin Nezek L'Rabim, or anything else that could cause damage to many people, such as weapons and things like that. We don't want to give non-Jews the ability to harm Yidden, so we're not going to sell these dangerous things to them. Also, Ein Banimam Basilki, no building a Basilki with them. A Yid is a contractor, he's a worker, and a guy tried to get him to build the structure with him, he's not allowed to do that. This Basilki was basically like a large palace where they used to judge people, and if they decided that they were Chayv Misa, they'd throw him off the roof and kill him. And that's obviously considered Nezek L'Rabim, so no building this with him. Mishnah continues, Gardoim, no building this type of building. This is a courthouse where they judge whether or not a person's Chayv Misa. Vitstadio, a stadium. This is where they have bullfighting and other things like that. Ubima, this is basically a tall, thin tower where they throw people off the top in order to kill them. And again, these all are because that these things cause Nezek L'Rabim, so no building it with the non-Jew. Aval, however, the following things could be built with them. Bimais Ya'is, which is basically a large building of sort that's not used for judging people or for murdering. Ubeis Marchatzais, and bathhouses, that's also okay. Now, it does so happen to be that with bathhouses, they put their Avodah Zarah inside. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Higiu L'Kipa Shema Midim Ba'Avodah Zarah, once the builders reach the spot, this Kipa, which is like the dome, and that's where they put their Avodah Zarah, Asur Livinais, so then the Yid is not allowed to continue building the bathhouse because it's that part which has to do with Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Chasen Tes. Continue to discuss things that are not allowed to be sold to non-Jews. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.